7.
Naomi-sensei, what did we learn in the previous lesson?
The usage of あります,
I have,
and ください,
please give me.
For example, 名刺ありますか?
Do you have a business card?
連絡ください,
contact me. In this lesson, first we'll review the different usages of
お願いします.
Next, you'll learn how to say it's your first time doing something.
初めてです.
This conversation takes place at
成田空港のイミグレーション.
Immigration at Narita International Airport. This conversation is between
アシュリーさんとイミグレーションの人.
Ashley and an immigration officer. The immigration officer is going to ask Ashley questions in Japanese. Naomi-sensei, what's the formality level of this conversation?
Formal.
As a reference, we strongly recommend that you check out Appendix 11 and Bootcamp Lesson 3.
こんにちは。こんにちは。パスポートをお願いします。お仕事ですか？すみません。もう一度お願いします。仕事ですか？ビジネストリップ？あ、はい。出張です。初めてですか？すみません。ゆっくりお願いします。日本は初めてですか？ファーストタイムインジャパン？
いいえ、違います。滞在期間は？すみません。英語でお願いします。
One time slowly.
次の人、どうぞ。こんにちは。こんにちは。パスポート、お願いします。お仕事ですか？
すみません。もう一度、お願いします。仕事ですか？ビジネストリップ？あ、はい。出張です。初めてですか？すみません。ゆっくり、お願いします。日本は
初めてですか? ファースト タイム in Japan?
いいえ、違います。滞在期間は? すみません。英語でお願いします。Now
with the English translation.
次の人、どうぞ。Next
in line, please.
こんにちは。Hello.
こんにちは。パスポートお願いします。Hello,
passport please.
お仕事ですか?
Are you here on business?
すみません。もう一度お願いします。I'm
sorry, could you say that once more please?
仕事ですか? Business trip?
Are you here on business? Business trip?
あ、はい。出張です。Oh,
yes. I'm on a business trip.
初めてですか?
Is it your first time in Japan?
すみません。ゆっくりお願いします。I'm
sorry, could you say that a bit slower, please?
日本は初めてですか? First time in Japan?
Is this your first time in Japan? First time in Japan?
いいえ、違います。No,
it's not.
滞在期間は?
And how long will you be staying?
すみません。英語でお願いします。
I'm sorry, could you please use English?
To be honest with you, I don't think this will happen. I mean, the immigration officer can speak English, so I don't know you need to talk to them in Japanese.
Well, I haven't come to Japan any other way so far, but I'm not sure about the other places. There are many international airports in Japan, right?
Right.
So Narita is the biggest and most well-known, so there they most likely have someone who will speak English, but there are other places that you come into Japan. Also, Naomi-sensei, don't you think it's nice to speak in Japanese? You're coming to Japan.
That's true.
You know, you have to change the mentality like, oh, yeah, they should speak English. Speaking in Japanese, being in Japan, they like that.
そうですね. So what about you, Peter? Do you usually speak to them in Japanese?
はい、日本語で。
あ、そうですか。That's very nice of you.
And one other thing, they're actually, I would say, on the nicer side of immigration officers from the places that I've been.
So there's nothing to be worried about then?
Nope, I think it's pretty easy, pretty routine.
Mm.
Now, a little bit different are the customs officers.
そうですか?税関? Customs officers?
Yes. Now, not everybody at customs speaks English.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So while you may not get a chance to use the information you learned in this dialogue at immigration, you may get a chance to use it a few minutes later when you try to get through customs.
でも、I don't want to talk to them, you know.
Nobody does, but they stop people.
Okay.
Most of the time, though, in Japan, they're pretty lenient. Check, check, check.
Right.
They just kind of let you go through, but sometimes they do stop you and ask you where you're staying, why you came, how long you'll be here.
But they're pretty friendly, right?
Not that friendly.
そうですか。
The immigration people are nicer than customs.
Mm.
Pretty friendly, but not super friendly.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
次. Next. 次. 次.
Next.
人. Person. 人. 人.
Next.
仕事. Work. Job. 仕事. 仕事.
Next.
日本. Japan. 日本。日本。
Next.
英語。English. 英語。英語。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases in this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
日本。
Japan.
And when you add 人 to the country name, it becomes a nationality. So, 日本人 would be
Japanese,
as in Japanese person. And when you put go after the name of the country, it becomes the language, 日本語
Japanese language. So can you give us those words again?
Sure. 日本
Japan. Tack on go.
日本語
Japanese language. Tack on 人
日本人
Japanese person. So, Naomi-sensei, I'm from the US.
Right.
So, America is the name of my country, right?
Hai.
So, in order to get American, we tack on jin to the country. So, America jin, right?
Right.
But in the case of language, it's a little bit different.
Hmm.
It's not America go, right?
In this case, no.
What is it?
For English, we say 英語.
英語 for English. A comes from the kanji used to describe Britain. For more information about nationality and language, check Appendix 11.
English is 英語.
Okay, what's the next word?
仕事.
Job, work. Sometimes the polite or honorific prefix o precedes it, and 仕事 becomes?
お仕事.
Next, let's take a look at the phrase.
いいえ、違います.
No, it's not. No, I'm not. No, it's wrong. It has all these meanings,
mm-hmm.
but the meaning depends on the context. Let's break down this phrase.
いいえ.
No, remember, long vowel in there. It's not いいえ, it's いいえ. Then we have?
違います.
Literally, different, to mm. differ.
For example, if I asked Peter, John さんですか? Are you John?
いいえ, 違います. No, I'm not. Literally, no, it's different. But again, from the context, we derive the meaning that, no, I'm not John.
If you want to say, that's right, or yes, it is, yes, I am, yes, you are, you say, はい、そうです.
For example, すいません、Naomi-sensei ですか? Excuse me, are you Naomi-sensei?
はい、そうです。Yes, I am.
And lastly, we have a pretty difficult word. This is a term used at immigration, so it's quite tricky, not an everyday word.
Which is 滞在期間.
Length of stay. So in this dialogue, Ashley didn't understand the meaning of
滞在期間. 滞在 refers to one's stay, and 期間 means period or length.
滞在 is an important word to remember if you plan on visiting Japan. In the lesson notes for this lesson, we have common compound words that use 滞在, And you'll come across these words when you come to Japan. You get a small document to fill out, and it has purpose of stay, length of stay.
Right. そうですね。So please make sure to check it out.
On to the grammar point. In this lesson, you'll learn the phrase
初めて
to talk about doing something for the first time. And you'll also review the different usages of
お願いします
and how to use the particle
で
A lot to cover, so let's get started. Let's start with 初めて。
はい。
初めて is an adverb that means first or first time. When combined with
ですか?
It creates a question that means, is this your first time? We can put the topic followed by the topic marking particle wa in the beginning of the sentence to clarify what is being asked about. In the dialogue we have,
日本は初めてですか?
Literally, Japan, first time, first time in Japan. Of course, we can derive, is it your first time in Japan?Let's break it down.
日本
Japan
は
Topic marking particle. So?
日本は
As for Japan
初めて
First time?
This
Copula. Japanese equivalent of the English verb to be? In this case is?
か
Question marking particle. So the literal translation is? As for Japan. First time is? And in more natural English, is it your first time to Japan?
The sentence pattern is something は初めてですか?
Is it your first time in? Is it your first time trying? Is it your first time to?
Right. For example, 東京は初めてですか?
Is it your first time in Tokyo?
ニューヨークは初めてですか?
Is it your first time in New York?
寿司は初めてですか?
Is it your first time trying sushi? All right. On to the next grammar point.
There are four お願いします sentences in the dialogue.
Which was the first one?
パスポートお願いします。
Passport, please. As we learned in Basic Bootcamp Lesson 3, when asking for something,
お願いします
follows the item that you want. So, in this first sentence, we're asking for something. What's the second sentence?
もう一度お願いします。
Could you say that once more, please? も means more. 一度 means one time.
So, もう一度。
Once more.
お願いします。
Please. In this case, we're asking somebody to do something.
Right.
First example, asking for something. Second example, asking someone to do something. And in the second example, say it is implied by the speaker. Please say it again. The third instance is?
ゆっくりお願いします。
Could you say that again slowly, please?
ゆっくり means?
Slowly.
お願いします。
So, we have slowly please, but again, say it is implied.
Right.
And finally we have
英語でお願いします。
Literally, in English please, but again, the speaker's implying, say the phrase.
はい。
Say it.
英語で means by using English or in English.
Now, the particle で can follow a noun to talk about means of transportation,or tools used to do something. Think about it as a tool to accomplish something. For example,
バスで
by bus.
日本語で
in Japanese. Now, in these two cases, the corresponding English translation, it changes. But remember, it's a tool. In the first instance, バスで by bus. The bus is your tool to get somewhere. In the second one, 日本語で it's your tool to communicate. So, Naomi-sensei,
Hi.
How do you say, could you please use Japanese?
Oh, that's a good phrase to know. 日本語でお願いします。
In Japanese, please. Okay, let's recap with the quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. Which of the following words means English? A.
英語
B.
日本語
C.
スペイン語
The answer is?
A. 英語日本語
Japanese
スペイン語
Spanish
So the answer should be 英語 English
Next question Which phrase do you use when you want someone to use English? A
英語ください
B
英語でお願いします
C
英語ですか?
The answer is
B 英語でお願いします
The choice A 英語ください. That sounds a little weird.
Give me English.
Yeah, this isn't proper Japanese. C is...
英語ですか?
If maybe someone was speaking a language at a Japanese person and they were asking, is it English? That would work, but it's a little awkward too.
そうですね。
In the next lesson, we'll introduce you to some useful vocabulary for buying tickets.
じゃあまた。
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
次の人、どうぞ。
こんにちは。
こんにちは。パスポートお願いします。お仕事ですか?
すみません。もう一度お願いします。
仕事ですか?ビジネストリップ?
あ、はい。出張です。
初めてですか?
すみません。ゆっくりお願いします。
日本は初めてですか?ファーストタイムインジャパン?
いいえ、違います。
滞在期間は?
ああ、すみません。英語でお願いします。
Practice with the review track.
次
Next.
次人
Person.
人パスポート
Passport.
パスポートパスポート仕事
Work, job
仕事と仕事出張
Business trip
出張う出張
Japan
日本に日本
For the first time
初めて初めて初めて
Length of one stay
滞在期間滞在期間滞在期間
English.
英語 英語 英語
Lesson 8.